The Shia this week is being sponsored by a good chaver, Chizzy Lobenberg, as Mishpachel and Mishras, Bela Etel Bas Rebbe Leo Ol Sholem. Also, we want to learn tonight for Fushalema for Avram Dubin, Avram Pinchas, and Sarah Etel, who's been in the hospital twice in the last 2 weeks. Should be having Fushalema.
Mishnah in Shavuos Eidos begins by saying, Shavuos Eidos noheges ba'anoshim v'loy b'noshim. It's noheges ba'anoshim v'loy b'noshim. So the Gemara says, Menani mili, the Tana Rabbanan, it says, v'omdu shnei anoshim, asher lohem hariv, is the next words in that pasuk. So the Gemara wants to say, be'edim akosav medaber. It's talking by Edim, and obviously the Gemara wants to darshan from this, v'amdu shnei anoshim, that Edim have to be anoshim, not noshim. So atoim rebe Edim einu ela v'bali dinim. Maybe it's talking about v'amdu shnei anoshim, the two bali dinim. Keshehu oim asher lohem hariv, the next words in the pasuk, asher lohem hariv, hari bali dinim omer. Hama ani mekayim v'amdu shnei anoshim, be'edim akosav medaber. But the Gemara is not satisfied yet with this by itself. Im nafshuch loymar, nemar kan sheni, v'nemar lahalon sheni. Now it's interesting in the Ran, it says here it says sheni, but the question is which other pasuk are they bringing? Because the other pasuk that they're bringing is according to other girsas, not the girsa of our Gemara, but the Rishonim bring another girsa, and that seems to, we'll see how that makes it makes a bit of a difference. That the other pasuk is al pishnayim edim is the pasuk that they're bringing. Malahalon beedim, afkan beedim. V'im nafshoch loymer v'chitema midlog sivash v'asher lohem hariv. Maybe kula krua b'bali dinim yishtoi. And v'di gemora nemar kan shneini v'nemar nahalon sheini ma halon be'edim af kan be'edim. Okay. So that's what the Gemara seems to bring. This shaila that pashtes v'amdu shnei anoshim, that's the miut. The anoshim is the miut for noshim of being edim, and therefore, since they can't be edim, they're not in the parsha of korban shvuah. They're not in the parsha of shvuah sa'edis, of being mashbia them to come and to be made. Yeah. So, the Chassam Sofer frekta interessante shaila here. He asks, what do you need a pasuk to be memayit edim, the memayit noshim from edus? Edus is a mitzvah sesha shazman groma, because bezn is only mekablim edim bayoyim and not balayla. So if it's once it becomes a mitzvah sesha shazman groma, what do you need this? What do you need the drasha for? Zokter, that the pshat is all that mitzvah sesha shazman groma will tell you is that they're not mitzvah to be made. But what if they want to? Who says that they're not kosher? Now it's just like Noshim can do mitzvahs, other mitzvahs as shazman groma. Maybe if they want to do this, they should be kosher edim. For that, you need a pasuk to tell you that they're nismayet from the parsha of edus. Azezok the Chassam Sofer in the Chidushim here on the Gemara. The interesting issue here is that our Gemara seems to bring the pasuk of Omdu Shnei Anoshim. The Rambam in Perik Tes, Halacha Beis of, let's see if I have it here, I'm going to have to go to Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Tes, Halacha Beis of Eidos. Yeah. Says as follows. Noshim Pesulois le'edus min ha'Torah, shenemer al pishnayim edim. That's that other pasuk in the Ran. If you take a look in the Ran in the back here in Shavuos, when he brings that other pasuk, he brings this pasuk of Omdu Shnei, brings the pasuk of al pishnayim edim. But the Rambam doesn't bring the pasuk that our Gemara brings Omdu Shnei Anoshim. he brings the pasuk al pishnayim edim, loshen zocher velo loshen nekeva. Frek the kesef mishnah. What kind of vart is that? What do you mean loshen zocher and not loshen nekeva? Kol haterakula is written by loshen zocher. So how does that show you anything? As they frek the kesef mishnah. He brings the Sifri of Omdu Shnei Anoshim, Nemar Kan Sheni, V'Nemar Be'edus Al Pishnayim Edim. So the Lashon of the Sifri is exactly with this Pasuk. Takiv Omdu Shnei Anoshim, Ma Kan Anoshim Af Lahalo Anoshim, Mikan Sheni Yishak Shera Lohoyed. The Einu Yodea Lomol Hiniach Rabbeinu Lich Bebraya Zu, which the Gemara says in Shavuos Eidus too, V'arayish Evi Eina Neichali Sharei Kol Aterakula B'Loshen Zocher Nemra. So what does the Rambam want? So this Shaila, a lot of people deal with, but there's a Radvaz, in the Tshuvas Radvaz, in Shnei Alofim Simon Samach Zayin, he is this Kasha. He says as follows. The Gemara is mashma that the shayrish of this drasha, in other words, without the pasuk of al pishnayim edim, without that tzushtel of sheni shnayim that the Gemara makes, right? We might have said v'am d'shnei anoshim is talking about the balei dvorim. That's also a little bit of a problem. What does that mean? That Bali Dvorim are only men, women can't be Bali Dvorim. So that there's also a tumult about, because the Gemara deals over here with Kol Kvura Bas Melech Pnima, that there was a Hanhoga that Noshim sent a Shliach to be their tayim for them in Bezdin. Now it's called Kvura Bas Melech Pnima, but not because it's usher for them to come to Bezdin, or it's possible for them to come to Bezdin. Aber lemaisa, vibaldin the shirish of this drasha, we wouldn't learn Omdu Shnei Anoshim to be memayet Isha if we didn't have the pasuk of Al Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dover, because that's what's megala to us, that the pasuk is talking about Edim. So Memele, it has a shaykhis to the Parsha. The Gemara in Bava Basra brings this pasuk of Omdu Shnei Anoshim to be Memayit Ketanim. And the Rambam paskins that lahalocha, that the Omdu Shnei Anoshim is the drasha to be Memayit Ketanim. Sok the Radvaz, that Memele, that's why Rashi hayoyz that this pasuk is part of the drasha. So the Gemara just brought part of it, but vibald be'etzem, the drasha of al pishnayim edim is part of the limud of how you learn to be memayit noshim. So heyais that the Rambam lahalocha uses the pasuk of the omdu shnei anoshim to be memayit ketanim. Therefore, he chooses this pasuk to be memayit noshim. The Kesef Mishnah is Kasha, Zokter Azoy. The diuk really comes from the fact that it says Al Pi Shnayim Edim. What do you need the Shnayim for? Miut Edim, plural, is two, right? So what's the word Shnayim there for? Al Karchach Shnayim Beloshen Zocher as a Yitter Hakra is the Miut for Noshim. That's how the Radvaz wants to learn Pshat in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam chooses this pasuk, and the Vart of Lashon Zocher is not because Avada Kol HaTorah Kula is written by Lashon Zocher. But over here, Heyois the Shnayim is a Yitter Hakra. You don't need that. If it would say in the Torah Al Pi Edim, you know Edim is two. That I don't need a pasuk to tell me Shnayim to make it two. It's Pashat that it's two. Right? Teretz is, it's a Yitra Akra. Oh, so the Yitra Akra, Beloshen, Beloshen Shnayim, and not Shnayim, that's the Raya to be Memayit Noshim.
Doesn't the Rambam say Edim is Loshen Zocher? He doesn't say Shnayim.
No, he says, the Loshen is exactly Just a second, I have it here. I don't know what it did with the, got all these papers to put in some kind of order. The Lashon of the Rambam is Shnayim al pishnayim edim. Lashon Zohar. He doesn't say it on which word. It doesn't say it on which word. He brings the pasuk al pishnayim edim. Lashon Zohar v'lo Lashon Nekeva. So the Radvaz is learning that the pshat is because we bow the pasuk Shnayim. The word Shnayim is a Yitr Hakra, right? And that's v'Lashon Zohar. That's Memayit Noshim and Memela. Anosh and Memela, he can use the pasuk of the Omdu Shnei Anoshim to be Memayat Ktanim, and that's why the Rambam brings the Lashon of the Drasha differently than the Gemara. But now comes the real Shaila, the very difficult Shaila that we have in this din. The Gemara says, Viter. On Taflamet Beis, Zokti Gemara, Kufa Omer Abaya, Hakol Moedim Be'ed Echod. One of them, he says a bunch of things, but one of them is Hakol Moedim Be'ed Echod by Eid Saita. Hakol Moedim Be'ed Saita. Hakol Moedim Be'ed Saita. Zokti Gemara, what's Hakol Moedim Be'ed Saita? It means Hakol Moedim Be'ed Echod. Zokt Rashi. What's the pshat? Be'edei tuma. Im hevi shnei edei kinui shehosra ba. He has two edim on the kinui. That he warned her altistri and pliny. Ushnei edei stira, and he has two edim that she was beyichud with him. Shenistira imo, achare kein. V'yesh eid echot shenitmas b'stirazu v'hishbiya habal es ha'ed laheid v'yifter miksubasa, and he's being mashbiya the eid echot. You know that she actually was nivel to him. You know that. So I want you to come and be meid, and that way I won't have to pay the ksuba. V'kofar eduso chayiv ha'mafsidoi momon mamish. So you see that Eid Echod is Nemon. Eid Echod is Nemon by Eidus Soita. The Gemara is saying is Hakol Maidim, that the Eid Echod is going to be Nemon by Soita. And the Nevi Yehuda brings a raya from this, that where Eid Echod, we're all by Soita and by Meis Baila, by all these in Yonim, as we'll see in a few minutes in the Halacha, that Eid Echod is Neman, and is Neman min HaTorah, is Neman midairaisa, in these particular cases. Why Davada? Because you can be Mashbiah. That's what the Rav Papa is saying. You can be Mashbiah and Eid Echod to come and say that he saw the Maisa Avera, that he knows whatever he saw. And that's enough to be Mafsid the Ksuba, and that's also one of the rules.
But could an Eid Echad be
Mechayiv
Shvua by
Mamanus? So there is a different Shaila. The Gemara talks about Eid Echad being Mechayiv Shvua, whether over there there's going to be a Din of Shvua Zedis, because that's only Dover Agarim Lamaman. That's a whole sugi in the Gemara a little later on here in Shvua Zedis, how to deal with that. Because the Pshat is, his not swearing is going to be Mechayiv him. I'm only being Mechayiv a Shvua. So the most I can be is a Gairim Lamaman. So the Shaila is, you hold Dover Gairim Lamaman, Kamaman Dami or not, on that Parsha. There is a case where the Gemara clears you should be Chayiv, Dain of the Din of Nascha the Rababa, where somebody came and said, it's my thing. He says, you grabbed from me this Nascha, and the person says, Eim, Chatvi Vididi Chatvi, and then an Eid Echot comes and says that he knows it belongs to the other person. Not to the chaytiv. So over here, the Eid Echod is being Mechayiv Mammon. Because in this case, since the Baal Dover himself was already Maida, right? That Ein Chatvi V'Didi Chatvi, I can't swear Kegan the Eid Echod. Because I can't swear Kegan the Eid Echod that he's wrong because of what my Haidah was. So maybe over here the Eid Ochad is Yem Mechayiv Mammon. The Gemara talks about that. That's the Sugya Sagemara. Well, that's more than Garim Mammon. At this point, he's actually being Mechayiv Mammon. Because Yener is a Mechayiv, he's an Eino Yochel Lishba. It's not a choice that he chose not to swear. He can't swear. That makes a difference. That's in the Sugya Sagemara. That's a separate shayla.
But the din of Noshim.
One second.
Who says Noshim can't be Mechayiv Mammon?
But you see, that's a raya from that. That's clear over there that Noshim can't be Mechayev HaShvua. That the Rambam paskins lahalocha. And even though there are those who say, where did the Rambam get it from? It's from this Gemara by Naska Rav Abba. Because if the Gemara says over here that an Ish, that there can be Shvuah Sa'edus by the case of Naskad Rav Abba, by an Eid Echad, right? If an Isha could be Mechayev Shvuah, so she should also be in the Parsha of Shvuah Sa'edus. Al Korchok, since she's not in the Parsha of Shvuah Sa'edus, it must be that Noshim can't be Mechayev Shvuah, and that's how the Rambam paskins La'alocha in that particular case. But it's all part of the same Sugya, but that's not my focus. The focus here is that Dosh Teltzach HaGevaldik Akasha. The din is from the Gemara in Yevamos that an Isha comes, an Isha, all kinds of other people come and say, Meis Baila, so she can get married. And there's a Shaila in the Gemara, but many hold that not only can she get married to somebody else, but she can be Goyvik Suba. The sons of that person, that they can't be yored to the Yerusha mikoyach this edus, because why is an Isha Neman in these cases? So the Gemara says, because Isha Daika Minsiva, Mitochumra Sheikh Mira Loyal Besaifa, Hekila La Betrilosa, and the Pshat is. Big what? Right, that's one of the kashas. But Lamaisa, we'll see in a minute about that. But Lamaisa, an Isha is going to be Nemon. An Isha is going to be Nemon to marry somebody else. And Be'etzem Avada. The vort is, why do you believe her? Because if later on her husband shows up or Adam come to say that he's alive, yeah, she the Vlad is a mamzer, right? So about it, there's a nemonis here, but it's somewhat conditional. But the problem over here is as follows. The Gemara says on Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph, which makes it even more difficult, because the kasha is, if she's going to be nemen by Eidus Isha, why can't she be in the parsha of Shavuos Eidus? That's the kasha, because you see, she can come and say Meis Baili, and you let her get married, and she can be Goyvik Suba according to many. So she can be mafsid. So she's mafsid the husband's money. So, and if you need it, if an Isha, or any Isha, or if an Isha comes and says this, so the question is, if she's in that Parsha, to be Mechayev Ksuba, so why can't she be in Shavuos Eidus? Just like in Eid Echad, where the Gemara says, does work. So Lamais is Azai. There is, the Gemara says, that the end of the Mishnah tells us that the Eino Neheges Ella Beruin Lohayet Bifnei Bezdin. Right? So the Gemara wants to know, what is that Eino Neheges Ella Beruin Lohayet? You already said all the psulim that are posoleidas. What do you have to say this Eino Ruin Lohayet? Zog Gemara Lafuke Mai, Omer Apapa Lafuke Melech. Rabbi Bar Yaakov says, Lafuke Mesachek Bekuvia. A Mesachek Bekuvia is Pasul Eidus Midrabon. Right? So, Man Dormer Mesachek Bekuvia Kolshgein Melech. Because a Melech lo meid lo meid in Oisai, because that's covered on Malchus. So, Man Dormer Melech, Avo Mesachek Bekuvia, Midrabon and Hud de Pasluah. The Rabbanan puzzled it. In fact, Tosfos, what does this mean? The Abba Gavdomer Lekamon Hal Kol Meine Be'ed Misa. The Chayiv, everybody's Meide, not just by Eid Saita, but by Eid Misa also. That your Chayiv, Shvuos Eidus, Mishum the Rabbanan Achsheruho, because the Rabbanan were Machsher and Eid Echot for this. Vazlinen, Basar the Rabbanan, Zog the Gemara, Azlinen Basar Rabbanan, Basar Tarvayu Azlinen. Lechayvay Hosom, Kiven the Midrabbanan Ma'eles Eidusai, since Midrabbanan his Eidus is Moyal, Hareze Khan Hefsid Momen, but Meshaloi Heid, there'll be Hefsid Momen if he doesn't say the Eidus. Vahocha, Ava Gav the Midrabbanan Lomahani Eidusai, Midi, since it, normally a Mesach HaBekuvia's Eidus is Puzzle, Kiven the Midrei Raisa Mahani Mechayev. Since Midrei Raisa it helps, it's Mechayev. What does Tosfos mean here? Tosfos means to say that a Mesachic, about a Mesachic Bekuvia, if you want to take a Mesachic Bekuvia to be mitzarif him, to come to be made that Reuven lent Shimon $100 and Shimon owes the money, Avada, he's possible be the Rabbonin. It's not going to help anything. What is the Gemara, what does Tosfos mean here? That midairaisa he's good? It means by those things that the Rabbonin said that an Isha could do, that an Eid Echot could do, right? So a Mesachet Bekuvia can do that too. So a Mesachet Bekuvia could come and be made on Meis Bailo, or on the case by Saita. And I'll call, so because the pshat is the Rabbanan, when they passeled him, they only passeled him by dine mominus, where it's going to be mitzi mammon, but where you have other kind of edim that are normally not kosher, there are things for which they can be made. A mesachik mekuvya can also be made on that. So the shaila is, so now the bal din from the Gemara is that an isha can say this kind of edus. So why tak is she not in the parsha? Just like Eid Echot is in the parsha of Korban Shvuah, and just like a Mesachek Bekuvya by Eid Isha would be in the parsha of Korban Shvuah, why not an Isha too? That's a big mavucha on which a lot of Achrayim spend a lot of time with this. So there's a very, very interesting Rambam in the end of. In the end of Hilchas Gerushin, very strange Rambam. Last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. The Al Yiksha Beinecho, don't be bothered. Shehitiru Chachamim Ho Erva Hachamura, that the Torah's Matir Eishesish Erva Hachamura Beedus Isha O Eved O Shivcha O Goy Mesiach Lefitumai and Eid Mipi Eid Mipi Aksav. Uvelo drisha v'chakira kamosha biarnu. Shelo hikpido toira al ha'oda shnei edim v'shar mishpitei ha'edus elo bedover she'ein atoyocho lamad al burio elo mipi ha'edim uve eduson kegoin she'idu she'zehora gazeh o hilva ezeh. The mashmos of this line of the Rambam is that the Torah does haste that Pashtus, all these psulim are going to be Nemon, where they are Nemon. They're Nemon because the Torah isn't Makbid. The Torah isn't Makbid that you have to have two Edim for these things, for whatever reason it is. The Mashmos over here is that this stuff is Minat Torah.
Well, I don't understand the Rambam at all. I don't understand the word. It's only what the Torah is on and what the Makbid is. I don't understand the words of the Rambam. I'm not sure if anybody does, but
what he's saying is he throws in here this business of that Shaloi Pita Tairal Hadash the Edim, that in these cases where the din is that an Eid Echot is kosher, that an Eved is kosher, an Isha is kosher, all kinds of different things are kosher, right?
Only,
The Torah wasn't makbara. Well, one second. Like, let me finish the Rambam because it gets even more strange. Avol dover shef shalamed al buryo shaloi mi pi ha'ed hazeh. The ein ha'ed yochol lihishamet imena dover emes. Kegoin sheheyet shemes ploini. Lo hikpida Torah olov. The Torah wasn't makbid on him. Again, another even stronger indication, and this is specifically by Eid Echad, that the Torah wasn't makbid, that he shouldn't be able to be made. She'adover rochoku she'ed bo ha'ed sheker. Now comes the last line of the Rambam. Lefikoch hekilu chachomim bedover zeh. The chachomim were makel in this dover. The heminu bo eid echad mi pishivcha. Uminaksav uvelod risha v'chakira kedei shelo yisharu b'nois Yisrael agunois. So at the end of this seems to be the Rambam is saying that these things are only an nemonis midrabbana, not an nemonis midairaisa. So if it's only going to be an nemonis midrabbana, not going to be an nemonis midairaisa, pashtish it shouldn't be in the parsha of Shavuos Eidos. Because there's no real shame ha'ed. There's no aid here. It shouldn't be in the parsha of Eidos. That's memata zechzeir on this Rambam. But lemaisa azoy, it comes out. Both Rabbi Kiveger and the Tshuva and Simon Kufay and Tess, and the Shmeitzer in Shmeitzer Zion, deal with this issue in a very, very interesting way. They want a taina that there is, and etzem in the Rambam it fits very well, because that last line in the Rambam, where the Rambam says, in other words, the pshat hazoy, in the Torah it says by the parsha of Shavuos Eidos, v'hu eid ora o yoda. Of course, eid doesn't mean singular. I mean, often in the Torah when it says v'hu eid, it means a kath of eidim. But it means that the din of Shavuos Eidos only applies when you have a shem eid. So they want to. So could be that from the Rambam we see this also, very 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 interestingly, that the pshat is azoy. There's going to be a gewaldik nafkemina between an eid echad kosher who says on eidus isha or soita, where the Gemara says hakol meidim beidus isha v'hakol meidim besoita, that eid echad is neman. It means that when it's an eid echad, a person who's kosher, who could be nitzarev to a sheni, and then of course he would be a real eid. He would be real eidus. So what the Rambam is saying over here, when he says this dover, ela dover shef shalamed al buryo, where he says this vort, kegon zeh sheheyit shemeis ploni, lo hikpida taira olov, shel dover rochoku sheyoyit bo ha'ed b'sheker. Because, So it could be that the Rambam understands the places where he's saying it, it works min ha'Torah. He means to say that where that Eid Echad, who could be mitzaref with a sheni to be a kat of Eidim, he has a shame Eid, and where the Chachamim decided, and we'll see why this is, where the Chachamim decided that person is kosher for eid sait, for eid saita to be mafsid her ksuba, or and by misa sabal to be mate her to get married, and also to collect her ksuba, right? That by eid echad, that's going to be midai raisa, and that's going to be in the parsha of Shavuos Eidos. Masha enkein all the others. Isha and Shivcha and Goy and all that, that's only going to be Midrabonon, and it's not going to be a Shem Eidos, it'll be a din of a Nemonis. It'll be a din of Nemonis that the Chachomim decided because of Aguna And because of all the other hechachas that a person is afraid that they would get caught with this, because if the man is alive, you're telling me he's dead, he can show up. And mishum chumer sheichmira aleab besayfa hekila betchilasa, you're mater this woman because isha daika minseva, all the svaras that they say, that could be, that's the pshat, that's gonna happen only mitakonas chachamim. And Taisa says, how does that work, mitakonas chachamim? How do these things work? So it either works with afkinu rabbanu kedusha minei. There are different mahalachim of how this is gonna work midrabbanu. But the chilek is gonna be that eid echad kosher who's made in a place where normally by Dover Sheberva, Mishnayim, but here that they were matir eid echad. That's going to be a shame. Eidos, like the Rambam says, that the Torah is in makbid in this case, that there should be two Eidim, and Eid Echad is going to have a Shem Eidos.
But you need, one is kosher. If one is kosher, Midirabana.
No.
The Torah always is v'chayiv two.
No, but the Rambam is saying the Torah wasn't makbid over here to have two. The Rambam is saying that the Torah recognizes this. So the mice is azoy. In order to be mazber this chilek, let me finish, and then you'll hear. I hear what's bothering you. I want to read to you how the Chazan Ish writes about this particular issue. So he says, "The mitchilo nitna teira al das chachomim lehachriya man nikra yediyah ve'edus lahater eishes ish." He says, the Torah gave over to the Das Chachamim that they should be kaveya what is necessary to be matir an eishes ish. V'chachamim yikvu bazeh chukim kvuyim l'chol Yisrael. Either the Chachamim were kaveya chukim kvuyim l'chol Yisrael, or kol bezdin l'vdei irom. V'kol shaloi kavua bezdin lo mikri edus. Zulas beis edim shamra Torah Beferush. Avol cheshiyoshvu bezdin v'iskimu al moifis min ha-moifsim. Sheyechoshev ke'edim hareze rotzui lifnei ha-mokom baruch hu al pi taira. You're a lushan of the Chazan Ish, how he's being mazbred this hagdora. And the Mele, he wants to say that the pshat is that it could very well be that, like he says in this inyan, that they were kaveya chukim kvuyim l'chol Yisrael. The pshat is, what were they kaveya? They were kaveya that an eid echad kosher who comes to be made, who knows edus, whether a saita was mezane, or whether meis baila, even though normally you would think you'd need to aid him for this, it was Moshe to Chachamim to say, a chay kavua, that an eid kosher will have a din eid, and the Mele Vibaldi has a din eid, he's in the parsha of Shavuos HaEdus. If he refuses to come to be made, you keep the mashbia him, that he doesn't know the eidus, and if it and it comes out that he didn't know it, he's chayiv a korban shvua. He's chayiv, it's not going to be chulin bazora, he's chayiv a korban shvua, and al korchuk, that all has to be deraisa. That can't be the rabbonim. Masha ain came. The other cases also, part of these chukim kvuyim is that they can make these kind of chilukim. That the chiluk is that when somebody is an eid kosher and could be mitzarev to be to eidim, he retains his din eidus, legabe the parsha of Shavuos HaEdus, and the mele, you can be mashbia him, and if he's lying, he has to bring a korban. Masha ain came. The nemonis that there is for eid mipied and for noshim and for shivcha and all the other ones that are mipiaksav, all the things that they were matir with, that was the chay kavua, will be matir the eishes ish, but it's not b'tayrus eidus, it's b'tayrus and nemonis, and therefore it's not going to be in the parsha of Shavuos HaEdus. Memela, a misachek bekuvyu who's kosher latest midai raisa. Avada, you can be mashbiyah him to come say this edus, like Tyson said. And a regular edachot edoch avada azoi. Mashen ke noshim, since they are mufka from being real edim, they're never going to be agam. You're going to believe them that meis bailo, but they're never going to be in the parsha v'hu ed or ra yoda. That you can be mashbiyah him, they won't be in that parsha. They're not going to be in that parsha. They're going to be that's a din of nemonis, and memela they don't have. They're not nichlal in the parsha of Shavuos Ha'edus. And that answers the.
Where do you see that this?
So the Chazon Ish is taking it from the fact that the Gemara says that they all that there's mashmos in like in the Rambam that you see your by Eid Echad by Eid Saita and by Eid Isha he's chayv a korban shvua, but you see that Noshim have nemonis in other places and they're not in the parsha of korban shvua. Is the chal korchah from these dinim?
Why do I have to have the Eid Echad come off the din of Eid?
Because then you couldn't be mashbiah him.
Good, that's right.
But the Gemara says hakol maidim. Because that's the answer. That's what they're coming to answer. Because if that would be the case, that there wouldn't be a parsha of Shavuos Edus by them. So our Papa's din wouldn't be right. But that's what he's saying. He's being mazvid. This is what Rav Papa's being mechadish. Because the bald he could be part mitzdarif with another aid.
I don't need it. Starfish.
No, but one second. But if you have that koyach to be mitzdarif, so your haggadah is a different cheshbon of haggadah. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that someone who could be an aid and be mitzdarif with a second aid for this business, Al Korchach has a Shem aid. He's not coming out nemonis, he's coming out edus. That's the chiddush of Rav Papa's din.
I understand that, but why do we need that? Why do we need that to Shem edus? Let's just use Al-Nemonis.
Because so in order that you be able to be mashbiyah him to come. You can't be mashbiyah the Isha to come. But obviously that's the dinim that the Gemara is being mechadish. What's Rav Papa saying otherwise? No, it's not circular logic. It's absolutely not circular logic. What?
They wouldn't give the nemonis to the Isha unless there was one kosher egg along with.
No. No, that's not correct. Isha's neman on her own. No, that's not correct. That's not correct. What correct is the Gemara is being mechadish over here. The Gemara is being mechadish over here that when an Eid Echad comes and says, Edus, that we're going to act upon it, he has a din of Edus. Masha'enken, if we do it because of an Isha or other psulim, it's only because of Nemonis, not because of Edus. And the chilik is whether you can be mashbiyah that person to come or not. Whether they're in the parsha of Shavuos Ha'edus.
That's only a result if you give them a shem eid.
I understand, but they did. That's what I understand. That because of that, if you have Edus, it's a starker thing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
They said if someone wanted to believe in Edus, by Edus, let's say they wanted to. And you say the person has Edus, that the person died.
What do you mean?
In other words, if you said come to Bezin, so we can say, well, why should I come to Bezin? I can't do anything anyway. There's only one Eid. Did he say that?
No, because the pshat is, Bal the din is that Eid Echad is Neman here.
No, I'm saying, if they wouldn't have believed in Eid Echad,
so then Enoch Hinami. Then it wouldn't be in the parsha of Edus. But in other words, what we're saying is that's part of Rav Papa's chiddush. What does he say? Hakol Maidim by Edus Isha. that an Eid Echad can come and be made. What's he saying? What's he? No, but more, he's saying that they're in the parsha part of Shavuos HaEdus. He's saying, how come Maidim you can be mashbia them? No, you don't need. Well, on this, well, first of all, Grisha Bakira. Yes. Yeah, it's Mefurish, the Rama Paskins. The Rama Paskins, 1 second. The Rama, that's also part of it. The Rama Paskins Mefurish. In Hilchos Shavuos, here I have it here. The Rambam paskins that if an Eid Echad comes and is made on Meis Baila, right, or on Saita, and it comes out not to be so, let me read you the Rambam. Both of them. Let me read you the Rambam. The Rambam says Mefurish that there's a din, that there's a, gotta find the page. Boyed Echod, the Hayid Shazinas Achar Hakinu Gastira. V'nimtza oiso ha'eid ein zaymem, eid zaymem, mishalem ksubasa.
What about Meis Baila?
Same thing.
No, it doesn't say Meis Baila.
That he doesn't bring it over here. But Lamaisa, because by Meis Baila, what? Yes. It would be the same thing, would have to be the same thing. In fact, there is a Shaila in Achrayim, what would be if somebody says, Neman alai karav apostle? That's a Dian in the Achrayim, by Neman alai karav apostle, right? And they would become Zaymimim. Would you say that they are in the Parsha of Hazama because you accepted them as Edim? Does that make them real Edim, Hagam der Psulim? Or the Pshat is, no. They also work because you agree to accept their nemanis rather than their being Edim. But by Eid Echad says clearly, especially by Eid Soita.
Eid Soita is a Daraisa.
Yes,
and Ashes Ish is not a Daraisa. What do you want? What? No, it doesn't say in the Torah that an aid can come say that.
By what? By Saita?
No. You need to aid him normally. That's the whole chiddush of this. Sure. No. What? No, 1 second. You have Eidus of Kinu Yastira. Afterwards, but only after Kinu Yastira. Not
exactly.
Now Eid Echad comes and says that Anisha was Mezana, you don't do anything.
Correct.
But it doesn't say that in the Torah. No, that's one of the places where it means Eidim.
That's the whole thing of Saita. After Kinu Yastira, an Eid Echad has a deraisadik and a manas, but you can't compare it to.
No, but I'm telling you, that's the same din. That's what they're all saying. They're all saying that the din, because it's the same hakol maidim. Why are they in the parsha of Karban Shvua? The manas the rabbanans not make anybody in the parsha of Karban Shvua. It's only if that person is considered an Eid min haTorah. That's what the Rambam is saying. That over here the Torah wasn't makbit to have two Eidim. Al Karchoch, when you have somebody who could be an Eid that's mitzarif to somebody else, there they were kaveya the halacha that the Eid has a din Eidus. Whether it's in Saita or whether it's in Eidus Isha, the Gemara says the same lashon by both of them. Hakol Maidim beit Saita that he's Chayv Korban Shvuah. Hakol Maidim beit Isha that an Eid Echad is Neman. But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that Noshim or all the others are on the parsha of the Korban Shvuah. And that's what the Achrayim are being Machria, that there's a big difference between the two of them, and the Chazon Ish is putting it into terminology that we can understand, that he says that this is how the Chazal understood the dinim of the Torah, that there are places where Chachamim can be kaveya the rules of what you what is going to be considered an aid min haTorah and what's going to be considered nemonis. That's how to far, enter, how to put all these sugyas into a context. So where it's dokulei derabbanan avada, there's not going to be any. That's only a din of nemonis. It's not going to be in the parsha of Eidus. We say we want to talk a little bit about the Mashgiach Zecharenu Livracha. Tell you an interesting story. I had a seder with Rabbi Meir Shuster Zecharenu Livracha. We had a Bikiya Seder for many, from a number of years, in the second half of second Seder, and we were learning Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Adam Arishan, Kus Adam Arishan, Min Hoya, Kusi Hoya, Meshach Bar Losoy Hoya, all kinds of Averis on Adam Arishan. So, how do you read a Gemara like this? We didn't know what to do. So we walked over to Reb David in the Beis Medrash, and we asked him, how do we read such a Gemara? So right away, we didn't manage to look at the Rabbeinu Chananel first, but he shows us Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Gemara brings all these things, al zdam ashetoshiv lapikairis, nishchas v'sholem, that Adam Rishon was ever did anything like this. But the pshat is that Bikursim tried to bring rayas from Psukim to justify their own behavior, ki ilu Adam Rishon is responsible for, had a shaychus to it. And then he finishes off by, and it's only written al zdama shetoshiv lapikaris, v'amefarish zulosi zois hapirish soifei litenes hadin. And he picks his head up from this Rabbeinu Chananel with a great big smile, and he says, "Ober de bukubolim lernen nishtazoi. Zay lernen that the pshat is that Adam Arishan was a kaitzitz benetias." I'm telling you the words he said. Adam Arishan was a kaitzitz benetias. He held that Malchus belongs in Bria, not in Atzilus, and anybody who holds the Esrog away from the Lulav is doing exactly that. That's what he told us. I mean, you know, of course, I had no understanding. Today, I understand a lot better. So, but that's what he told us. So, in other words, he was talking in the Lashon of the Mekubalim. So the next day, I went to Rav Weinberg Zecharenu Livracha, and I told him the story. So he opened up what Reb David really meant, and subsequently, we learned more things about Kabbalah from him. And, of course, all these things make sense. He said like this, the Mekubalim mean to say that if you see that later on all these things happen, all these kind of averis that the Gemara is talking about happened, al karchach, there has to be a shayrish for that chet in the chet of Adam Arishan. And that's what the drasha of the Gemara is. Nisht chas v'sholom that Adam Arishan did it, but the drushes are to show you where the shayrish of that chet lies in the chet of Adam Arishan. And the pshat is azoy. Because what Reb David meant to tell us and what it has to do with the lulav and the esrig is that the pshat is, why is it that the hadasim and the aravis are tied to the lulav? So those three things represent the six of the seven, spheres, right? The six of the seven spheres, because they are all mashpiim. In other words, the hadasim, the three hadasim, represent chesed, vur, and tiferes, which is also in the personalities of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The aravis represent netzach and hoyd, which is Moshe va'Aaron, and the lulav represents yisoid, which is Yosef. And that's why they're all tied to Yosef, because Yosef's avodah was, he was the mekayim of everything that the Ovis accomplished. His vayonos vayetze hachutzo, that protected the kedushas Yisrael, that kedushas Yisrael wasn't violated. The fact that vayonos vayetze hachutzo, Chazal say, therefore there was no case in Mitzrayim where any Yisrael lived with a mitzris. The other way, there was only one case, Shlomo's Bas Divri, but no Yisrael, because the only way to be Mevatel Kedushas Yisrael is to be Bayal Kusis Vlado Kemoisa. That's the only way you can be Mevatel Kedushas Yisrael. So Memele, all the Mashpiyim are tied to the Lulav that represents Yosef. The Esrog represents Malchus. Malchus is, like when we say, L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Ushchinte, what we're talking about is the Yichud of Tiferes and Malchus, the Yichud of the Mashpiyim in the Sphiris and the Mekabel of the Sphiris. Because David HaMelech represents, the Esrog represents Malchus, and Malchus is, of course, David HaMelech, where things come to their fruition, and coming to fruition is always in the Bechina of Nukva. So Memele, Avada, when we hold them together, we are emphasizing the idea that Mashpia and Mekabel make the wholeness of the of whatever there is. That's what's Mashlim everything. Memele, that's what Reb David was telling us, that if you hold that Malchus belongs not in the same level of Atzilus, it belongs in Bria. It means to say that there is a separation between the level of Mashpia to the level of Mekabel. And that, making that differentiation, allows for other things to happen. That's basically what he wanted to explain to us, what was going on here in the Gemara. But that was part of the uniqueness of the Mashgiach Zecher Lebracha. He took, when I was in the shir, he took one Friday and gave us a whole lesson on the Aleph Beis of Kabbalah, of what the different things mean, and he was magdamit with a story that happened between the Noid of Yehuda and a Mekubal. The Mekubal, David told us this Maisa, that the Mekubal told the Noid of Yehuda, what's the Indian? Why should we know anything about it? So he said, Moshal Amor HaDover Doima, there was a family stuck, they had a boat accident, and they ended up being stranded on some island where there was vegetables, there was stuff growing there, they could keep themselves alive. So there was a family and a father with children. So the father took his children down to the waterfront, and a guy's gekratzed in the sand, an aleph and a beis and a gimel. He taught them the aleph beis. I have no place here to relate that to what's he showing them? This is a aleph, this is a beis, this is a gimel, and words. What is he trying to show them? The teretz is someday they're going to be rescued, and they'll come to the yishuv, and if they know what these letters mean, and they'll see them when they come to the yishuv, vet mefashtein what they're looking at. So he says, that's the issue, that we should know at least the aleph beis of the inyanim of Sisrei Torah, because when it comes to the time of Amol Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim L'Yom Mechasim, so we'll know what we're looking at. That was the marshal. That's how he started off this shir, and then he made a whole chart of how to put the different spheres and personalities into place, and then went on to give us this Aleph Beis lesson in Sisrei Torah. So that was one of the very unique attributes that the Mashgiach had. A good tovach.